With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After a seven-week shutdown, the federal government is open for business once again. House lawmakers passed a funding bill last night on a vote of 222 to 209, and President Trump signed the measure into law. He blamed Democrats for the shutdown, which hurt commercial air travel.
Over the past 7 weeks, the Democrats' shutdown has inflicted massive harm. They caused 20,000 flights to be canceled or delayed.
The Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration say that flight reductions will stay at 6% at 40 major U.S. airports instead of rising to 10% by the end of the week. With the shutdown over, full food aid benefits will resume. But how fast those SNAP payments reach beneficiaries could vary on a state-by-state basis. More than 40 million Americans depend on the food assistance program. MSNBC is getting a name change this weekend. Bob Agnew tells us the cable network is formally switching over to MS Now.
It's all part of the corporate divorce from NBC News. NBC Universal's parent company, Comcast, spun most of its cable networks off into a new company, primarily because cable networks are not seen right now as desirable in the new media world. Now the once powerful MSNBC finds itself embracing the ethos of a startup. The network's lineup remains the same, but it has built a new studio and hired a new reporting staff. Bob Agnew reports.
Turkey has temporarily grounded its C-130 military cargo planes as a precaution following a crash that claimed the lives of all 20 military personnel on board. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow set a record high for a second straight day. This morning, Dow futures are off a fraction. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a new ranking of which states are the most giving.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the more wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
U.S. Catholic bishops have elected Oklahoma City Archbishop Paul Coakley as their new president, choosing a conservative to lead during President Trump's second term. The vote serves as a barometer for the bishop's priorities, pro-life advocacy, and opposition to the LGBT agenda. In choosing Coakley, the bishops are doubling down on their conservative bent. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the newest member of Congress.
Adelina Grijalva was sworn in as the House's newest member.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic?
The Democrat from Arizona won a special election more than 7 weeks ago.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God.
Grijalva is filling the House seat last held by her late father. She says Americans expect lawmakers to fight for them.
That is why I will sign the discharge petition right now to release the Epstein files.
And she did, pointing to recently released emails showing the president knew more about Jeffrey Epstein's abuses than he previously acknowledged. The White House says Democrats selectively leaked the emails to smear the president.
And Donald Trump accused Democrats of trying to deflect from their failures. More details at SRNnews.com.